Senator Smathers, 9-0.
George?
Yes, sir.
Your man didn't come. He's grounded in New York.
Yes, sir. I tried. And I understand it. We made a lot of headway today on that tax bill.
They told me you could finish that damn bill if you just get in there and work.
Oh, my God, we you know how many sections we went over today? We cleared up 8 sections.
You told me you didn't have but 6 this morning when I asked you.
Eight big points of it. 8 big points. There are only 6 big sections, but 8. We really made headway today, but of course
You told me that you could finish it tonight if you wanted to.
We took a hell of a licking on one, you know. But see, we lose. There's a pattern of votes we lose. We lose Ribicoff, we lose Talmadge, and we lose, of course, Gore. We don't expect it. We've lost Talmadge and Ribicoff each time on the critical vote. Now, we lost the $300 million from the House bill on the tax, the elimination of the deduction on gasoline tax. We lost that today by vote 9-6. Then I voted as I told you I would on the dividend. It was 8-8. God damn, it would put me on the spot. But anyway, we're making a lot of headway.
How much you got left? Half a day?
We got more than that. As long as we keep Gore out, we can get through half of the bill.
Why don't you run them tonight? Just run it this afternoon, run it tonight, and get the damn thing finished up. Just say, let's go on and do it. Every month it costs us $550 million in this economy. Every day that the Senate debates it, it costs hundreds of men their jobs.
Right. Can you say how we're having a delegation meeting about passing a resolution all supporting you, see, right now? Would you say thanks to Bob Sykes? He's the chairman of it. He's sitting right here.
All right.
Have you got a moment?
Wait just a second. Let me ask you one other thing. What about... Can't you get them to sit in a little late this evening?
Yes, sir. We'll sit right there at 6 o'clock.
Tell me whoever you want to talk, and don't let them talk. Let them vote, and I bet you can run that thing out there,
you've
George.
Got to talk to Herman Talmadge, and you've got to call Clint Anderson, right? You got to call him today and say he's got to vote with us for this investment credit.
Oh, he's against it, and he's going to offer it to tell me, and I have no influence with that.
Well, we may lose that, which is not good, which will hurt us. I thought maybe you could get him to vote with us on it.
I don't think so. I told him to talk to Mansfield, see if Mansfield can't help him.
All right, well, why don't you give him a ring, just see.
What is the investment credit?
What it says is that if you invest money, business likes it. This is one of the things that stimulate the economy.
But why has he got off the track?
Because he says that they get depreciation plus investment credit, and they get a double relief, see? Now, actually, it's a damn good thing, and this is one of the reasons that business is creating new jobs is because they get this extra investment credit, 7%. It's going up to 14% according to the House bill. So they get depreciation plus this investment credit. Now, this was Kennedy's idea a year ago. We adopted it 2 years ago, and it's really worked damn good. Now he wants to come along, Clint Anderson, and Harry Byrd, and John Williams, and Douglas, and knock the goddamn thing out. Now, I know nobody can influence Douglas, but I hope...
Won't the Republicans stay with you on that?
John Williams won't.
No, but the rest of them?
The rest of them will.
Well, that'll give you enough votes.
Well, we need Anderson, because we need him bad. You could call him, it'd really help.
Well, I'll call him, but all he'll do is say I'm twisting his arm, and I'm invading the committee, and
he likes to have you call him. I really believe. I mean, he's, you know, I sit right next to him there, and he was damn helpful today and yesterday, but he likes to be, he a fellow that likes attention. You needn't twist his arm. You just say, Clint, oh, Jesus, it would be helpful to you if you could do this. Huh? I think it would help, Mr. President.
Okay, let me talk to Bob Sykes.
All right.
George?
Hello?
Bob?
Mr. President, how are you?
Fine. I wish I was there with you.
Well, I wish you were. You know, we're proud of you, and we're all lining up things right here to get all our boys together. We're making progress.
Thank you, Bob. I'm a Florida man. I'm your friend and much pride.
Florida was Johnson State in 1960. You remember that?
I know it. I love you, and come see me.
Thank you, sir.